360.
When Yowei Shaw was in college, her parents' relationship started to change. Standard empty nest syndrome, she figured. But her parents had become tango aficionados, full-on obsessed with dramatic, racy dancing. Then they invited Yowei to join them on a visit to, of course, Buenos Aires.
You know that moment when your parents turn out to be people you never thought they were?
We'll see this time how long you can keep your white jacket on.
Yeah, depending on how cold it is. Or how warm it is. Or how hot you are, mommy.
Whoa. My mom and dad came to the U.S. from Taiwan in the 70s. They were poor graduate students, speaking little English. Now they have a big quiet house in the suburbs and a solid 401k, basically the American dream. But something was missing.
It's just so amazing, you know, here in Buenos Aires, you talk to the superstar, my dream girls.
That something turned out to be the tango.
On YouTube, I've been watching them, follow them for 4 years, and then you actually talk to them, and you see them dancing in front of you.
They've rented an apartment in Buenos Aires, and my mom is practically levitating.
The first week is just breathless, you know, just the pace is so fast. I remember one day I hit 5 spots. I'm kind of like a, you know, bumblebee.
They're just a tiny bit embarrassed, and so they've asked to be anonymous for the story. Mom wants me to call her Alejandra, after a dancer she admires. The other night, Alejandra danced with this guy called Bravo Bruno.
Bravo Bruno. Yes, he actually air-kissed me. He said that, "You are wonderful." Of course, they're always sweet-talking, you know. Buenos Aires men, they're the expert in flirting.
It wasn't always like this. Before they started dancing tango, a typical evening for my parents involved watching TV or listening to Mozart.
Either lying on the sofa or lying on the bed, so it's kind of boring, actually.
Nothing wrong with it, but over the years, they didn't have much in common anymore. My dad likes science and gadgets. My mom's into shopping, going to church, and managing the family finances. Dad tried to get her into sailing, but she always complained. These are the last people you'd imagine doing the dance of passion. Especially my dad. Sebastian. People are always surprised.
They say, but you don't look like somebody who's danced tango.
He's a medical research scientist. Khaki pants, a plaid shirt, and big metal frame glasses.
I probably look very nerdy. It's just my personality. I don't want to be...
very showy.
Do dramatic things, do very sexy things.
It all began one summer a few years ago. My parents took a 2-week cruise to South America, where they offered tango lessons. When they got home, my mom started borrowing old dresses of mine to go dancing. These were the mini dresses I used to hide under a big jacket. My sisters Yomei and Yolande noticed something was up too.
I come home from school, and mommy's in her tango outfit, you know, like pink leopard print tights.
They lost a lot of weight when they started doing it.
She'll grab me as I come in through the door and start using me as a leader.
They were very excited and they were telling me to go watch some videos on YouTube of their teachers.
They recruited 2 of my friends to tango. So I guess I stopped seeing them as much.
Okay, so it used to be before it would be opera or Rachmaninoff piano concertos. But now it's just...
Or
business radio. But now it's just tango music. It's like tango music 24 hours a day.
My parents stepped up their commitment to tango from 1 night to 5 nights a week. And then fate struck.
In 2008, Hurricane Ike, it destroyed the roofs of our house. So they decided just, you know, why not renovate the first floor so that we could have an area just to tango?
And that's what they really did. They knocked out the wall between our living room and family room for a dance floor. When I started asking my dad about the tango, I discovered another side of him.
I didn't become an artist, and partially because my family wasn't rich enough to let me do something impractical or let me spend extra money to learn music instruments or to do art.
my scientist dad has the soul of an artist.
It's a feeling that you are communicating with another human being, not just to say hi, not just pretend to be friendly. You know, you actually have to be able to feel the music and then convert your feelings into the motion.
For my mom, on the other hand, tango is more of an outlet for her obsession with technique and details.
I like to focus on the technique first, because I know at least whether I'm doing correctly, and then how to do it artistically. I don't know, I just cannot stand watching people had a bad technique and moving on the floor.
Why not? Like, where does this come from, this perfectionism?
I don't know, I really don't know. I just feel that this is art, you know, you cannot abuse that. You cannot trash it.
And here's something I didn't expect. Now my parents have more tango problems than real life problems.
You claim that you know how to dance in close embrace. You keep on saying that I know how to dance close embrace with other women. So I'm trying to feel that strange.
I've never seen them fight like this. The night before, the tango instructor taught my parents a position called close embrace. It's where the couple stands facing each other chest to chest and has full or partial body contact.
You guys just kind of emerged from the bedroom and then started dancing.
We were arguing on the bed for a long time, so...
About close embrace?
About... The typical argument is that mommy always blame on me, okay? She said, I'm not doing this correct, I'm not doing that correct. No.
I mean, if I feel comfortable, I feel...
For almost 40 minutes, Alejandra and Sebastian zip around barefoot in their pajamas, trying to correct each other's steps.
Push your ling on him. I don't,
yeah,
I don't
push
lean on
ling
him.
On me. Okay.
Hold no, on. I don't ling on him. Yes, you know, I tend to criticize and be very judgmental. And with tango, I have to learn to... keep my patience and keep my temper slower.
Yeah, sometimes it hurts people's feelings. Yeah, I mean, you know, he could hurt my feelings. Perhaps before we solve the problem, we shouldn't be dancing. Yeah, shouldn't be dancing with each other.
From your daughter's perspective, seeing you guys dance together is very special for us, but has it also... I don't know, brought more romance to your marriage, too? That wasn't...
I think that's probably a misconception. I'm sure some people who like to dance tango, they may be looking for romance with their partner or to meet with opposite sex friends, but not for us. I sort of feel that we are two separate professional dancers. It's like an opportunity to perform.
I don't believe him. And neither do my sisters.
I feel like they flirt a lot more when I walk in on them, like, I don't know, in the bedroom. Like, they're just more giggly.
He likes to joke about how people will think that he's her dad or something, and how many men will ask her to dance.
When my parents dance together, my mom has a glow about her. A famous tango teacher named Natasha Paharov gave my parents some coaching. And she started to cry.
It really looks like you have a life full of things that you really share and in a very deep commitment. It's really emotional. I'm just like that.
Artist.
Now I've noticed little things too. How my dad always makes sure my mom has a partner to dance with before asking someone else. How my mom tries on tango clothes for him to admire and approve, and how they never get jealous. That's love.
Yeah, I would like to die while I was dancing a tango with a beautiful woman. Okay, I just dropped that. That's the way, I think it's the best way for me to die.
Not with mommy, beautiful?
Mommy is a beautiful tango woman, yeah.
We first aired that story in 2011. Yowei Shaw is now a producer at NPR's Invisibilia.